"Alexandra Cupidi," he called. "And what should I call you?" "Bill, Will," she answered. "William," he said. "William," was she smirking at him. "Well then, William." She stretched his name to three syllables and nodded to the empty seat beside her. "I'm Alexandra, then." He opened the passenger door and looked in. She wore a beige linen suit that was probably new, too, like her haircut, but it was already crumpled and shapeless. And the car? It was only Tuesday, so she could barely have had it for a day so far, and already it was a tip. There were empty crisp and cigarette packets in the footwell, and wrappers and crumbs all over the passenger seat. "Sorry," she said. "Bit of a late one last night." He sat down in the mess, buckling the seatbelt around his stab vest. She'd been with the Met, he'd heard, which was enough to put anyone on their guard. D.S. Cupidi reached out, took a gulp from the coffee cup in the cup holder, then said, "So, you're neighbourhood officer for Kilo 3, yes?" South nodded warily. "That's right." "Good." She switched on the engine. "And there's been a murder there? Shouldn't I have been informed?"
"You're being informed now. What's the quickest way?"
"To where exactly? It's a large area."
"Sorry."
She dug into the pocket of her linen jacket for a notebook, opened the clip, and flicked through until she had found the most recently scribbled page.
"Lighthouse Road, Dungeness," she said.
He turned to her, examined her face. "You sure?" She repeated it. Right now, he thought, he should just get out of the car and walk back inside the police station, say he wasn't feeling well. "This is the address of where it's supposed to have happened."
"What's wrong?" she asked.
"They're not pulling your leg or anything. First week on the job."
"What are you on about?"
"That's my road. That's where I live." She shrugged. "I suppose that's why the DI said it was so important you should be on my team." South thought for a second. "Who is it?" She indicated and pulled out into the traffic, glancing quickly down at the open notebook and trying to read her own notes. "No name. Address is... I can't make it out. Arm Cottage?"
"Aram Cottage."
"That's it."
"Robert Rayner," said South.
She raised her eyebrows. "That must be it. The woman who reported the crime is a Jill Rayner."
"Bob Rayner is dead?"
William blinked. They pulled up at a zebra crossing where a woman in a burqa pushed an old-fashioned black pram very slowly across the road. She turned and looked.
"I'm sorry, you knew him?"
"A neighbour, a friend."
South looked out of the side window.
"Aram Cottage is about 100 yards away from where I live."
"Good," she said. "I mean, not good, obviously. Sorry."
South said,
"So I shouldn't be part of the investigation, because I know the deceased."
Cupidi pursed her lips. "Shit," she said. The woman with the pram finally made it across to the other side of the road. D.S. Cupidi drove over the crossing, then pulled the car up on the zigzag lines on the other side, hazards flashing.
"Give me a minute," she said, pulling out her mobile phone.
She dialed and then held the device to her ear.
"D.I. McAdam, something's come up."
He heard the D.I.'s voice. Amongst the noise of the traffic, he couldn't make out what the D.I. was saying. Cupidi paused, turned to South.
"He wants to know where you were close, friend," she said.
"Close, I suppose," said South. "I saw quite a lot of him."
"Hear that, sir?"
She looked at her watch.
"Do I have to go and drop him back at the station?"
She listened some more, said, "I understand," a couple of times, then hung up. When she'd replaced the phone, she reached out, put the blue light on, and swung back into the traffic, cars ahead scattering in panic, mounting pavements and braking, not knowing which way to move.
"Well," said South.
"He said you can stick with me strictly on an advice basis, for today at least, while we find our bearings. Just don't do anything unless I say, okay?"
Unfamiliar with the local roads, she was cautious at junctions and the town's many roundabouts. Only on the outskirts was she able to build speed.